It's a 66 Volkswagen bus converted to all-electric power. It uses 10 large AGM batteries.
The Sunshine Yellow bus can take anywhere from 45 minutes to 8 hours to power up, depending on the charger. In the nearly 8 years since Graves made the switch, he has never had to worry about oil changes, tune-ups, or changing his spark plugs. Plus, it's cheap to power.
The cost is almost negligible. It's about the same as having a second refrigerator in your house.
And while the bus maxed out at 68 miles per hour before the conversion, Graves says he can now get the bus up to 80. But there is one catch.
Get a range of about 50 miles per day.
He says he can recharge practically everywhere, but that the van, unlike most Volkswagen vans, isn't quite road trip ready. Helda Rodriguez, president of NovaCharge, a Tampa-based company that distributes electric vehicle charging stations, says that she hopes the stations will be a common sight along major corridors, but that there's a catch-22 at this point.
People will say there's the chicken and the egg, because we don't need charging stations if we don't have cars, but people are reluctant to purchase the cars if there are no places to charge them.
She says consumer reluctance to embrace electric cars parallels the dilemma that kept people from purchasing gasoline-powered vehicles nearly a century ago.
Very similar to folks that adopted gasoline vehicles before there was a gasoline station on every corner. There's a small percentage of folks that are willing to carry around multiple gas tanks in order to be able to meet their needs. But the majority of people would waited until the convenience of gas stations were around.
Environment Florida field associate Sarah Bucci says that mainstream auto manufacturers are starting to make the cars more widely available, something evidenced by Toyota's newly unveiled plans to partner in mining lithium, an essential component of electric car batteries.
Now, the big automakers are working to produce the cleanest and most fuel-efficient cars for consumers. For 50 years, the automakers' business model has been based on the sale of large cars and SUVs, but you know, with the looming threat of peak oil and increasing concern about global warming, we see these gas guzzlings beginning to seem like a thing of the past.
One of the biggest challenges to electric car technology is the question of whether it is really greener than the internal combustion engine, given that power plants burn coal to generate the electricity that powers the cars. But Bucci says that a recent Environment Florida review of a substantial body of scientific literature shows that, even when coal is considered, electric cars still result in drastically lower greenhouse gas emissions.
By powering a car on electricity, it would result in 93% less smog and 31% less nitrogen oxide, the ingredients that create high ozone levels in the air, than powering a car on gasoline, even taking into account the pollution from electricity generation.
Tampa City Council member Mary Mulhern says that while the city's vehicle fleet has a few hybrids, the municipality could do more.
I find it very interesting that there's a whole, there are lots of mechanics and engineers and IT guys, it seems like, who are converting trucks and cars to battery operation. So that's something I think we should look at for our fleet. But I also think this idea of the charging stations, we could use that as a revenue generator for the city and have them in our, you know, city garages and in strategic places where people park their cars.
Those who have gone electric call the process of replacing internal combustion engines with rechargeable batteries de-icing. Ben Graves says that de-icing the Volkswagen cost him around $9,000 since he used the best parts he could find.
You have to look at it as buying your fuel in advance for the next 4 or 5 years. Like I said, the electricity is very cheap. The true cost of the fuel is the batteries. So, I'm not filling it up twice a week, every week. I just bought it up front and I'm done with it.